change around here, for at least for the young guys, as the first preseason game nears? Do you notice anything different, extra?
The mood changes for the young players. I don't think we're there yet. We need to got some work to do today. We start talking about Indianapolis Colts in the meetings today. And then we'll really dive into that tomorrow, as far as the meetings and make sure we detail a game plan. So I think they're probably focused on tonight's practice.
Mike, is Huntley going to go tonight?
I don't think Brett's going to make it tonight.
What does that potentially do to your game plan for Sunday? Because I'm assuming you planned on playing him a lot. So what's kind of going to happen between now and Sunday, and what happens if you don't have him?
Well, that's a good point, Jason. I think you have to just be ready for the alternative. I mean, the two young quarterbacks were going to play a lot anyway. So, I mean, going into it and the game plan for offense will reflect that. Part of the reason why we started working on that today in the individual meetings. So, but it's the way it goes. It's pro football plus with the fifth game. So we'll see after tonight's practice. That's why, we do this every year. You're better off just getting through, the heavy lifting of work that you have to do each and every week in training camp. We're meeting tomorrow morning, 7:30 as a staff, and we're going to go through the play time, and that will begin as soon as Flea and Dr. McKenzie give us the medical report.
What have you seen out of Joe and Marquise to this point? Not only camp, but obviously Marquise coming in late in the spring.
Marquise has really picked it up. I'll say that, and Joe's done a very good job of improving. So they're going to take pretty much the majority of the snaps tonight, and I want to see them take advantage of it. We cut 33 minutes out of practice tonight, so we want to get the install number 7, get the concepts that we need to teach there, and then we're going to work on Indianapolis at the end of practice. So this practice has been reduced.
Coach, can you talk a little about fitness? Have you noticed this season? Preseason, I should say, more players coming to camp in better shape than maybe previous years, and outside of Lacy and Rogers, that maybe an unusual amount of players are showing up to camp in better shape this year because of what this team is capable of?
Well, I mean, first of all, Richard Rogers is in excellent shape. He's in the best shape of his career on his time here. And Eddie's is close. So I think our football team is in excellent shape. We really haven't had conditioning issues. I'm trying to think back. We may have had a player here or there over the years, but I think definitely the education, obviously our facilities, the programs that are in place, I think it's definitely helped our players take better care of themselves, and I think you see that increasing throughout the league. So, whether it's players being leaner, they're just more conscientious and taking advantage of the resources that they have to make sure they're ready for the season.
Coach, for a guy like Dean Lowry, is it too soon to see what he can do for this team or how he can help?
Definitely. I mean, I think Dean's doing a lot of good things. I mean, I'm going to get through this practice tonight and, evaluate it. But, Dean will have some opportunities early come Sunday night. I think that's obvious. These install practices are different. They really are. There's a lot of thinking going on. Defense had a good night last night. The offense did not. I think you're seeing these heavy volume of installs. There's one today, and the one Monday night will be another really rough practice as far as the mental challenge. But I think Dean's doing a lot of good things. I think he showed up in the individual drills, and that's really what we're focused on, is really to make sure our play style is where we want it to be as we go into this first competition, and it's most important the way we come out of it.
You said that you focused a little bit on the game today. They had some trouble with the field surface last year at the Hall of Fame game. I think they made improvements, but is that something that concerns you at all, and will that play any factor in playtime decisions?
Well, I mean, first off, I'm not going to walk on the surface till Sunday. We played in Pittsburgh last year, the week after they played in the game. So I was aware of some of the concerns and obviously the injury that occurred in the game. So, I mean, we'll look at that. But, I know Mr. Benson has made a significant donation, and I know there's improvements going on at Canton, and hopefully the field will reflect that.
Are you a little concerned about the health of your O-line? I think you had four guys out yesterday, and you had another one sent me with a broken something in his hand.
It's training camp. You get up to practices 5, 6, and 7. This is normal. I mean, you could write a script. I mean, this is 11 years in a row. I'm fielding pretty much the same questions. And that's why I think it's important to realize injuries are part of this process, and that's where really why I'm not going to get into specifics. I mean, your questions are more for the players, and we got to fight through it. So we've got different guys working different positions and different combinations, and frankly, that's really what preseason football is about. What you talked to us talking to quarterbacks about today. There's going to be some things happening in the game that just are not very, not very good. You know, we need to overcome it and make sure, a mistake doesn't turn into a critical error. So that's just kind of part of the process as you go into these preseason games. And our players are doing a great job getting through it. We'll introduce our first stay day tomorrow, our Friday in-season operation. So it'll give these guys a chance to get their bodies back.
You had the unique opportunity to both coach Brett Favre and coach against Brett Favre, who became a Hall of Fame player. From your point of view, what were the characteristics that made Brett the guy he was?
Characteristics of Brett Favre. I mean, the first thing is his passion for winning. I think that's something that we all were fortunate to experience with him. I know coach him in 99. The first four games that season, I've just never seen a quarterback attack the game so aggressively. I think we won 3 of the 4 games in a 2-minute drill that he made huge plays in every one of those games. So special player, and I definitely enjoyed coaching him as opposed to coaching against him.
You were in New Orleans at the time, but did you happen to watch that Monday night game when he was playing in Oakland?
I did not watch the game, but I recall the highlights, and I remember when Mr. Favre passed being in New Orleans because being right over there in Kill, Mississippi.
Coach, do you know yet who from the current team might be there Saturday night for the ceremony?
I'm sorry, what was the first part of the question?
From Packers team, from you guys right now, who might be there on Saturday night to watch?
We're still working through that. I mean, that's the players, they have an option, so we're going to travel Saturday. We're going to have our normal Saturday in-season practice here. It'll be longer than a normal Saturday practice, and we're going to fly to Cleveland with the team. We should get in there about 4:30, 4:45, and we'll have a bus that leaves for Canton probably about 5:15 to go to the ceremonies. So just find out it's a little longer ride than I anticipated. So.
A lot of veterans help out the rookie players, but do you notice a special relationship between Mike Daniels and Kenny Clark and how he's mentored Clark throughout the training camp?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know about special, but mentoring is a big emphasis in our program, and I can't say enough about our veteran players. So, and Mike Daniels is a man with a lot of pride, and he's definitely involved in each and every one of those young, involved with each and every one of those young defensive linemen. So, and he'll be a great asset for Kenny.
Two more, please.
I know Blake Martinez is a smart guy. Do you have to worry about putting too much on his plate, or is that part of the training camp process to see just how much a young guy can handle between defensive roles, special teams?
Yeah, I think you answered your question. I think Blake showed that he can pick it up quickly in the OTAs and more importantly, then he can apply it. So he's practiced well. I think the recognition, the communication, he's done a good job with. So it'll be fun to see what he does Sunday.
Mike, you made big improvements, special teams-wise, from 2 years ago to last year. With so many faces that typically change on those units from year to year, what's the next step? I mean, how do you take the next step to go even beyond where you went to?
Well, our big focus on special teams is, we do have new players. We definitely have a lot of more competition, I would say, than last year, because it was very new as we started last year. So really to build off what we accomplished, our coverage units, did a good job, but our return game needs to vastly improve. So, ball placement, particularly in the punt, is a focus. So just staying on top of the fundamentals, and make sure that we're giving these players a lot of opportunities to play different positions. You know, that's something that's a real juggling. It's hard to juggle, through these preseason games, particularly, with our, the health of our football team looking the way it is right now. So just trying to play all them different combinations. But I'd like to see us build off of what we accomplished in both our coverage units, and I'd really like to see us take a big step in the return game.
Mike, we ask you about what maybe isn't going the way you want it to, and we ask you about injuries and this and that. And I'm just wondering, through 2 weeks, is there anything that you've really been pleasantly surprised by? I mean, I know you got a lot of work to do. I know you're still demanding. But is there anything that's
surprised?
Really happy about that?
I'm happy to be here.
All the signs. Yes, that goes without saying.
Yeah. Happy with the weather. I think the weather's been great. It's been hot, so we need that for our opener. Hopefully we miss the rain that's out there. But, no, I wouldn't say surprised. I have appreciation for what we have in place here. I mean, our program works. The veteran players really mentoring the young players. The coach is demanding more than we have in the past. I mean, that's a focus. Everybody's trying to get better. But surprise, I'm just I'm trying to give you something. I don't have nothing for you.
I shouldn't have said surprise. I should have said just happy, but it's okay.
I got the best job in sports. I love coming to work here, and I love to get particularly the players and coaches and support staff and the media and everybody I work with. So.
Mike, if I could ask one follow-up with Lowry off of that question earlier. With his body type, what does that give you in that defensive line room, that 6'5", 6'6", look?
Well, body types are important, particularly when you're designing schemes and how you want to attack your opponent. So you look at Dean and you compare it to the other linemen in the room. I mean, he's probably more – suited for a five technique than some of our other guys. So, and that's what you're looking for. You're looking for guys that can play as many techniques as possible. But if it's two or three, just make sure we're taking advantage of that and make sure we're utilizing them the right way. So, I think he gives us another long lever player. I know how long his arms are, but I like the way he plays. I really like his tempo. He definitely has urgency and instincts that definitely jumps out at you. So you never have enough, big linemen.